This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State. More of the Foxhorn String Band is ahead in the second hour of the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast of WPSU. We'll hear from the Tall Trees as well this evening until we join performance today at 9.
Well, maybe you were curious why did we record in Kauai? Because it's a really hot bed of old-time music.
It's hot.
It's hot. Now we have a really good friend who lives there and trying to find ways to go visit him. And then we were all like, well, maybe we should record there. And we did, and it was awesome. He had a little studio, and we just spent a few days recording many, many songs. So we spent our day just going to the beach, recording some songs, and playing croquet.
And the album was called Midnight Croquet. Yeah. We didn't think anybody would have any clue what that was.
Because you see, our days were busy with recording and going to the beach, and by the time we were ready to play croquet, it was nighttime, so we put little solar light on all the wickets. Played night croquet, which it was really a nice invention. We had a really good time doing that, so that's the story.
Well, the track that ended up first on the record is called Cider, so we'll do that one. We'll called Stillhouse. Stillhouse or Cider?
Checked out lately?
It was a long winter, right?
Do you want a murder ballad where she gets him back?
Yes.
Or, wait, hang on, you don't know all your options yet. How about a murder ballad where she just gets him? There's no getting back. You just get him. How about a murder ballad where he gets her?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, that narrows it down because you got ruled out, whoever that was. This one, Henry Lee, she gets him with a little penknife. So, guys, watch out. If she asks you for a little kiss in the corner up against the fence, watch out.
One, two, three.
Thank you. show, or maybe now, if anyone has any insight on the little bird that talks in that song, maybe anyone can have some insight on that. I'd like to know more about why there's a little talking bird in that song. After she kills him and throws him in the well and lets him rot, a little bird shows up and says, you know, why did you do that? I'm going to tell on you. She says, I'm going to shoot you. But he says, I'm going to fly away and tell everybody. Maybe it's her conscience or something, or I don't know.
Yeah, the little bird gets almost as many verses as what happened.
Right, yeah. We can talk about that later on.
But it's always really funny. We go to Ireland and Scotland, England, and sing a lot of ballads that originally came from there. And, you know, we'll sing a song, and after the show they'll come and tell us and ask us, why did you not sing all the other verses? Well, we didn't know there was that many. They're like, oh yeah, sure, there's like 2-3 more murders and they cross the ocean like a couple more times. We did not know. We did the bridge version because then it would have been a concert with just that song. They know a lot of verses and songs there.
What about Old Hog Eyed Man? We'll do it right here. This is an old fiddle tune from Kentucky called The Hog-Eyed Man. One and five.
Okay.
Hog-Eyed Man. Step up there, Sammy.
Song, a good fiddle tune or a good tune for an old time parade. Like you wake up in the morning and you hear this kind of like slowly coming up the street. And it's that tune.
We should have an old
trumpets
time
blaring and fiddles all together. Maybe before football season. That'd be like a sort of tailgating thing.
You organize that one, we'll get on it. Well, we had a request for the Columbus Stockade Blues.
Yeah.
Raise your hand. Okay.
Jim.
Oh, Jim. Okay, there you go.
All right. Thank you.
We'll do this one for you. Yeah?
Do this.
Columbus Stockade Blues.
Thank you.
Can we sing a George Jones song?
Yeah.
George Jones and Noel Montgomery?
Oh, yeah.
Here's one of the Reeves sings called I Jumped the Mississippi. All right. We're just figuring this all out here. We usually have microphones that tell us where to go.
I'm still free.
Yeah. One, two.
On the fiddle right there.
Caleb Clowder.
Oh. It's beer backwards, Reeb Wilms.
Yeah.
Reeb Wilms on the guitar. Oh. We call her Queen Dean. With Nadine Landry on the bass for them.
All right, well, we're gonna finish up here with one called The Hangman's Reel.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of our favorite ones, and this one. Another one of those. The first time we went over to Scotland, everyone knew this one, but we were missing, like, it's a four-part tune already, and we were missing, like, the plucking parts and all this kind of stuff. But we learned just from a down the road, Virginia, from a fiddle player, Albert Hash, was where we got this from. And it's also a big tune in Quebec as well.
Thank you.
That means to us that people love old time music and old country music, and there's so many kind of crazy kinds of music going on these days, and people seem so scattered in all ways of their life, and we love the old time dance music.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. It's been wonderful to see you all. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Do we know where we're going to play?
Rough and Rocky.
Yeah.
Rough and Rocky?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. You want to wear a sweater?
Yeah.
Okay. That's code, band code right there.
The eagle has landed.
Yeah. Sing a nice old song. You probably have heard this many times. So sing along. Don't That Road Look Rough and Rocky.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Foghorn String Band on the Folk Show Roadshow, recorded at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont by Greg E. Miller. The Folk Show Roadshow is a special monthly broadcast on WPSU, your public radio station, heard at 95.1 in Treasure Lake and 106.7 in Altoona. The World returns tomorrow night at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9 this evening. In this last segment of tonight's Roadshow, we'll hear from the trio The Tall Trees. Songwriters Ben Bedford and Tim Grimm and fiddler Dietrich von Wassenauer recorded at the Center for Well-Being on May 7th of this year. Ben and Tim trade off lead vocals as we hear each of their songs. I'm confident you'll like what you hear tonight, and we'll want to tune
Welcome
in
to
next
crew.
Month to hear the rest
this
of the concert.
This is the final Acoustic Crew show of this spring season, and it's been a fantastic season. We're here tonight to hear The Tall Trees, and you'll see in just a moment why they're called The Tall Trees.
Red-winged blackbird on a split rail fence I ain't seen since God knows when. Months ago up in Illinois, along the Sangamon with my wife and boy, God, I'm only 21. I've got a muzzle-loading 58 Springfield gun. And I'd rather push my wooden plow. I'd feel the strain of the ox and a sweat-stained brow. And I'd go back home, but I don't know how. My face is black from the cook fire soot. I got worn out legs and 10 blisters on each foot. My letters might find her, but hers don't find me. They say the post got lost up in Tennessee. Not proud to serve, I just feel alone. At least the gray coats ain't so far from home. Night I hear those swampland sounds. The mosquitoes here must weigh 15 pounds. And I'd go back home, but I don't know how. Last night we climbed up to the levee top. We could see the holes in the houses where the balls had dropped. 12-pound, 10-pound, 8-pound shells. There was a symphony of crashes with the town hall bell. It makes my heart stop every time. And iron at the white frame house like mine. John Pemberton, please surrender now. 'Cause there's a stale smell over Vicksburg town. And I'd go back home. I'd go back home, but I don't know how. Red-winged blackbird on a split rail fence. I ain't seen since God knows when.
Thank you.
That is Ben Bedford from Springfield, Illinois. The fiddle, we've got the Dutchman, all the way from Amsterdam via Bloomington, Indiana, Diedrich von Wassenaar. Diedrich came to Indiana University to the School of Music and began as a classical musician, but ran into a bunch of bluegrass musicians who were his age, including my oldest son, and they have a wonderful a bluegrass band called the Overhills. They used to be the Underhills, but it turns out there's another Underhills band, and the head of the band is a lawyer. So they were notified that they needed to change their name. So the Underhills became the Overhills. One of the many musical projects that Diedrich is a part of. part of. Ben and I are lucky to have him. And I'm Tim, and I am also from Southern Indiana. And Southern Indiana. I live on an old 80-acre farm in the rolling hills of Southern Indiana. And 3 or 4 years ago, my wife and I put a lake in a beautiful valley, a ravine, on our farm. And this is a little song about putting that lake in. It's called The Lake. Last black dog across the field. We saw the dirt they mowed beside the hill. Our boys were young when we first came here. The sands of time, they don't stand still. Had a list of dreams as long as my arm. Some were lost, forever gone. Some just waiting for light of dawn. Some were beaten back by the storms. One, two, three. Little water, little rain. It took the trees down. There's so much change. And I guess we pray, then we wait for the water. Gift in a time of hard need. And he was big and sometimes mean. And solitary as the old pine tree, he was devoted to you and me. He held his head as he lay on the cold concrete. We had no choice, I have to believe. Grateful it was you, not me, as he went to sleep on that cold concrete. One, two, three. A little water, a little rain. It took the trees down. There's so much change. And I guess we pray, then we wait for the water. Be out on the road when we first came here all those years ago. Hands on the wheel and I'm thinking of home and all the little things I couldn't keep going wrong. But it's a life, who's to say we could have done things any other way. We always dreamed we'd have a lake. There's always some kind of price to pay. One, two, three. Little water, little rain. It took the trees down. There's so much change. And I guess we pray, then we wait for the water. Thank you. you're pretty far away from Indiana, but I would still guess that you know what they call people from Indiana. Hoosiers. Who can tell me what it means? No one. Right? Because we don't know what it means. There are about 50 different stories about how we got our name. One of the interesting things, because I'm a born and bred Hoosier, is for a long time we've had trouble deciding which time zone we wanted to be in. You could be in different parts of the state. There are four different parts of the state. You'd be in different time zones. And, you know, we knew that if we crossed the line into Ohio, we were always on Eastern Standard Time. So finally, about two or three years ago, most of Indiana, there's a couple of carved out counties in the south, most of it is on Eastern Time. So this song is a little bit about that time zone issue, but also it's about a bigger time zone, about a longer time zone, so to speak. I can see the old home place, Grandma's corn flies and Queen Anne's lace, lying the gravel one track path to the fields of yellow grain. They're only halfway young, farmer's daughters, farmer's sons. They're married in the Crossroads Church near the Indiana line. And then they walk together down the state line road with their arms around each other in their dusty clothes. One foot in Ohio, and the other walks another time zone. Half a dozen children born, snapping beans and shucking corn. They gather round the old upright piano with their songs and violin. And I remember very well all the stories we heard tell about a working horse named Red and how they cried and put him down. And then they walked together down the state line road with their arms around each other in their dusty clothes. One foot in Ohio and the other walked another time zone. Now the barn is falling in, and timber's blown by a century-old wind, and you can hear the creak and sigh of the boys who once slept there. And as a young boy, I had this dream.
as I laid down by the old farm stream. I rocked in great great granddad's arms, aunts and uncles all around. And then we walked together down the state line road with our arms around each other in our dusty clothes, one foot in Ohio and the other walk another time zone.
This next tune is about, of all people, John the Baptist. It's called John the Baptist. From the sun, his face was flecked with sweat. Red stain on the back of his neck. Howling out beneath the sky. You don't have to be afraid to die. River water's cool and clean. Burns it up like gasoline. Never mind your tooth for tooth. Madman, truth is still the truth. You've been warned, you won't get far. Life's crooked as a scimitar. Cut the cord, there ain't no doubt. There's one way in, one way out. Down through time, it's been foretold. Tongues as hot as burnished coal. A harbinger of hair and bone. Wailing in the wild alone. Wanna see what's up above? Let your heart to the hanging judge. Don't wait around, cause time rolls fast. The present's just a recent past. You've been warned, you won't get far. Life's crooked as a scimitar. Cut the cord, there ain't no doubt. It's one way in and one way out. Give him a big head.
He's already got a big head.
Well, the devil skulks round every bend. broken soul you cannot mend. Not till you raise repentant hands. A thorn tree in the garden stands. From the sun his face was flecked with sweat. Red stain on the back of his neck. Howling out beneath the sky. You don't have to be afraid to die. You don't have to be afraid to die.
That's The Tall Trees. You can hear the rest of this concert next month on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU, your public radio station. Thanks to Greg E. Miller for recording both of tonight's concerts at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont. Stay tuned for performance today coming up in just a minute.